I Owe the Dog lineup is announced.
Students lose legal battle against tuition fee rise.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Friday the 17th of February with the 5:30 Star headlines. I'm Eben Merrold.
And I'm Alexander Jones. The lineup for the new St Andrews Music Festival, Eye of the Dog, has been officially announced today with headliners King Creosote, John Hopkins and Katie Tunstall. They will be joined by Alexis and Joe Goddard from Hot Chip DJing and doing stripped down live set plus Django Django. The Pictish Trail and Errors with many more. The festival is organised by the Students' Association in conjunction with the Fife-based record label Fence Records and will take place on the 14th and 15th of April in venues throughout the town. Tickets for students are priced at £35. For more information, check out Star's interview with Director of Events and Services Rola Strickland or check the official website at eotd.festival.com.
Earlier today, the High Court rejected students Callum Horley and Cathy Moore's legal appeal against the increase in tuition fees. Although High Court did find that the government had failed to comply fully with its public service equality regulations, Hurley and Moore's claim that fee increases breached human rights and equality laws were rejected. Subsequently, the government's higher education policy will remain the same.
The National Union of Students has announced it is planning a nationwide boycott of lectures and seminars on the 14th of March as a sign of protest against the government's educational reforms. NUS President Liam Burns said this action would show that students will not stand by and let the coalition government press ahead with its policies to privatise our universities and colleges. The leader of the National Campaign Against Fees and Cuts, Michael Chesham, supported the idea and said the boycott could have massive turnouts.
The St Andrews Community Council is holding a public meeting to discuss the future of Creighton Country Park on February 29th. The 41-acre visitor attraction near the town is needed in need of repairs in the region of £4 million. It is hoped that ownership of the park will be moved from the Fife Council to a trust.
Rag Week is coming to an end this Friday and Saturday. Two big events are closing the charity event off. Tonight from 8 p.m, join the Purple Love at Venue 1 for the much-awaited Disney Bop. The catwalk is happening tomorrow at 8 p.m, also in Venue 1. Don't miss the fun. Get your tickets on the Union website at www.yourunion.net.
And those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news page of the Star website.